Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. This is ESPN Upstate. Rob and Lonzo with you here. On a beautiful Upstate Wednesday afternoon, the third hour of the show goes now. Be a part of it, won't you? 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307, 71307. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, at ESPN Upstate. That will get you to everyone at the station. Love to have your thoughts on the show today. Text line, like I mentioned, 71307. ESPN rolls on. We were having the conversation about the GOAT so far, Tom Brady Mahomes. I asked Lonzo if he considered this a passing of the torch from Tom Brady Mahomes, if Mahomes is able to get the dub over Thomas Christopher Brady this weekend. And, of course, we had the text come in that says, Montana, four Super Bowls with no free agency or salary cap and with a stacked team of Pro Bowlers. He said that Joe Montana, our buddy Clay texted in, says Joe Montana deserves it. And, look, he's mentioned in that discussion, so I don't necessarily want to get back into a discussion of is Tom Brady the GOAT.
I just want to, if you have the attitude that some people do, I'm not saying you do, that Tom Brady is a GOAT. No argument. Well, I and others can say Joe Montana's a GOAT. No argument. There's always an argument. There always is an argument.
I agree with that, except for Tom Brady's the GOAT, so far. But, look, you can give me everything you want. You can give me everything you want about Joe Montana and the difference there was in the game and what the rosters were like and what the money was like and all that. And all that's well and good and accurate and true. But Brady's playing in his 10th. Nobody's even close to that. So, anyway, if you want to chime in on that, I guess we can do it. I didn't want to go back to the golf discussion, though.
I was going to say, you act like it's a tired argument or something about the GOAT thing. Everyone's having the discussion right now, and this argument will be there as long as Brady continues to play.
I have a list of topics that I don't bring up on the show, right? I have a list of topics that I don't bring up on the show. It's not a long list. Pete Rose in the Hall of Fame is one of the topics I don't bring up on the show. And I don't bring that up on the show, not because it's not an interesting discussion, but you get to a point, Zoe, you get to a point where you recognize and you realize that no matter how great your argument is, nobody's going to change their mind, right? I have never had anybody call into the station, any station that I've worked on, and say, Rob, you know, I was adamantly against Pete Rose getting in the Hall of Fame, but now that I've heard the most recent 30 minutes of discussion, same discussion I've heard over and over and over, now that I've heard the most recent 30 minutes of discussion, now I'm in. Now I'm in. Now I believe that Pete Rose, I've changed my mind. You don't hear that. You don't hear it. So to me, it's just kind of a waste of time to bring up that discussion.
I hope you don't misunderstand what I'm saying. If you never, ever utter the name Tom Brady again on this program in my presence, I will be completely ecstatic.
Oh, I'm sure. You've made that point well recognized. Here's all I'm going to say. The reason that that discussion is not on the no-fly list for my shows is very simple. Because he's still going, right? He's still going. There's not much else that Pete Rose can do in the world of baseball to change opinions about what he did while playing baseball. Joe Montana can't come out and earn himself another Super Bowl ring. Can't do it. Brady's still going. Now, 10 years after Brady retires, when Lonzo and I are sitting here doing the show, we're talking like this about Tom Brady and Joe Montana.
Who?
Joe Montana was a quarterback, you idiot.
So never gets old.
When we get to that point in our careers, and it's been 10 years since Tom Brady retired, and you know he's not coming back, and you know he's not going to another bowl, then maybe we'll start to get to a point where we want to go ahead and retire that conversation, because at that point, people will have either made up their mind that Brady was the GOAT or Brady wasn't the GOAT. That's it. That'll be the point we're at. But the dude's still playing. The dude's still going. And not just still going, he's still winning. And not just still winning, he's still competing for rings on a new team. Before the season started, the conversation was, we're about to find out, did Belly make Brady? Did Brady make Belly? Or was it a mutually beneficial relationship? So I don't know if you changed your opinion on this, but the fact that Belichick got Cam Newton, a good, not great, but a good quarterback, and the Patriots did not even come close to the playoffs this year.
How many people opted out on defense?
I understand.
I don't think that we can, if it was an even playing field and it wasn't COVID and there weren't people opting out, and it was just straight up all, if Belichick had all his guys coming back with Cam Newton, and then Tom Brady went to Tampa Bay and did what he's doing now, then there would be, I think there could be an argument. But because of all the opt-outs on defense, they were behind no matter what quarterback they brought in. They were not going to win.
I am not a hypocrite. I have given you my speech on the difference between reasons and excuses, right? A reason that something happened is something that is outside of your control happened to prevent you from accomplishing your goal. An excuse is when something within your control happened that you did not stop from happening, happens and prevents you from reaching your goal. Having guys opt out and not play and missing, would they miss four starters on defense this year, plus a handful of backups? That's a reason. That's a reason that Belichick struggled this year. I'm fine with that. But Tampa Bay is playing in a Super Bowl with Tom Brady, and he is the variable from last year. They had Godwin and Evans last year. I don't think anybody's going to look at Rob Gronkowski's number and say that Gronk is the difference from last year to this year. They had a good defense with mostly the same names last year. Brady's the variable. Brady's the variable in all of this. And he's there. So like I said, when it comes down to it, the reason that I'm not going ahead and X-naying Brady's the GOAT conversation on the show so far is 100% because the dude's still going. And in the face of the most ridiculous season, the most ridiculous season that any of us have ever had to play through or watch through or whatever you were, whatever position you're in, Brady's still showing everybody how to play the game And I know it gets frustrating to Lonzo to hear how great Tom Brady is. But y'all, he is. He is.
But see, let me throw this out there. And yeah, it's personal to me. When Clemson played Ohio State again, I was going to get one or the other. Either I was going to have to deal with, see, your team cannot beat Clemson, or we'd finally take care of it, and then they'd be quiet. And that has happened. I'm in the same situation again. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs beat Tampa Bay. Then those Brady fans have to be silent for a while. And they'll be like, well, he still is the greatest, and he passed the torch and all that crap. No, if he loses, he loses, and my team wins, and then they'll be quiet again for a while.
You know what's interesting about that take to me, or most interesting about that take to me, Lonzo? That you, not that you would do this, but Chiefs fans should. Not saying I'm against it. I'm in favor. This is what you should do. What's interesting about this is that if Mahomes goes out there and clearly beats Tom Brady, I mean, outduels Brady, just beats him. To me, if I'm a Chiefs fan, if I'm a Mahomes fan at that point, I am using the platform that Brady is on, the level that Brady is considered to be by the majority of NFL fans, like him or hate him, the GOAT, and I'm going, yeah. And then our guy beat him. Then our guy beat him. Now, granted, not in his prime. Brady's 43 years old. But our guy took the final moment away from the GOAT and stood on his shoulders and jumped even higher. But, Zoe, you'd rather knock and kick the legs out from under Brady than allow Mahomes to stand on his shoulders and take the torch. I find that interesting.
Yeah. Eat some turf, Tom Brady. Absolutely. I don't have a problem with that at all.
Eat some turf,
and
Tom
hopefully
Brady.
He will be eating much turf come Sunday as he's having to pick himself up off the ground multiple times.
Eat some turf, Tom Brady. Lonzo delivering the KO. I love it. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. I want to, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute, I'm going to get back into the golf discussion we had earlier in the show simply because of a take that Lonzo had on it, and we got a pretty good response. I want to read some of the tweets and texts we got about it earlier in the show, so we're going to do that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show. It's Rob. It's Lonzo. It's you. It's ESPN Upstate.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Rob Brown Show rolls on. This is ESPN Upstate. Robin Lonzo with you. 844-GSP, ESPN, 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. We'll read them on the air. Tweet us at The Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, and at ESPN Upstate. You got something more long format you want to get at me with? That's cool, too. Email me, Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. Rob Brown at ESPNUpstate.com. Quick announcement before tomorrow's show. Let you know that tomorrow on the broadcast, Tony Gwynn Jr. is going to be joining us here on the radio broadcast at 2 o'clock. So after the day after we get the announcement that baseball is going to get started on schedule after a proposal to shorten the season and delay it by about a month and some change was rejected by the MLBPA, we will have Tony Gwynn Jr. right here on the show to discuss baseball in the age of the Rona. That, again, is going to be at 2 o'clock tomorrow right here on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. We are also efforting a couple of other names on the show. I'm not going to say who it is because we're trying to work out the scheduling now, Lonzo, so I'm not going to name names, but on Friday, we may possibly, potentially have a very well-known former Dallas Cowboy wide receiver who wore the number 88 on the broadcast with us on Friday.
Man, I have no clue who that could be.
I figured that was vague enough that the mystery was still there.
Hmm.
So, fingers crossed on that one. It is 100% down to scheduling. Obviously, that individual who is still very prominently featured across television networks covering the NFL used to play Dallas Cowboy wide receiver football wearing the number 88, trying to get him on the show on Friday. It's basically going to come down to if there's time in his schedule or not. So fingers crossed, but I can tell you tomorrow at 2 o'clock, we will have Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us right here on the broadcast. I will also tell you that coming up on, we got another big interview that is going to be slated for, I got to confirm. All right, hang on. I may have one more interview for you coming up on Friday. Looks like, I think I just got a confirmation. Let's see here. Yeah, I did. Sal Palantonio is going to be joining us on Friday, Lonzo. Sal Palantonio of ESPN will be joining us on the show on Friday to break down the Super Bowl as well. So tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Tony Gwynn to talk baseball. On Friday at 2:15, Sal Palantonio of ESPN will be joining us. And then fingers crossed on Friday, former Dallas Cowboys wide receiver who wore number 88 might be joining us if we can get the scheduling worked out. I'll talk golf here for just a second. We mentioned this way back in the first hour of the show. Some of you guys responded to it, so I wanted to bring it back up very quickly. You want to say it, Zoe? Give me that thick British accent you're so good at.
I can't do it. I can't.
Like, yeah, the Roiland Ancient Golf. I can't do it. If I'm trying to do an accent, I don't know why this happens. If I'm just out and about and my dumb brain says to me, you know what would be funny? It would be funny if you said these words in a British accent. I got no problem doing it. The minute I'm in front of a microphone and I want to do a British accent, gone.
Yeah, I made the mistake of doing a British accent down the hallway, and I was critiqued by someone.
By the British guy that works here?
Yeah, yeah, because you forget you know, where he's from. Just to look like, do you really? That's like, oh, no. No, did I actually do that? No, I agree with you. It's hard to, on demand, boom, just pop it up there. But when I'm driving along or at home, just suddenly I will burst into the English accent. Not quite sure. It's a mix between English and Australian, which is, you know, real easy to do. But Royal and Ancient is the key here. Ancient.
We have on one of our music stations, we have a DJ who is from the UK. And has, I guess, been here long enough that, like, he's only got, like, just the faintest little tint of an accent still to his voice. But if you do a British accent around him, he will very quickly call you out on how awful it is. It has also happened to me. So, the Royal and Ancient Golf Club and the USGA, the United States Golf Association, those two organizations run the majority of the top-tier tournaments around the world. The USGA obviously officiates all the golf tournaments that take place here in the U.S. the Royal and Ancient is in charge of the golf tournaments that take place over in Europe. And so these two organizations announced yesterday that they have gotten together to start taking into consideration new rules and regulations that would effectively limit the distance that golfers can hit golf balls. One of them in play. We have seen a couple of players over the last couple of years, including Bryson DeChambeau, who have switched from the 46 to 48 inch drivers, gives them two more inches on the shaft of the driver, which of course, basic physics tells you it increases club speed. Increased club speed means the ball gets hit harder. The other thing that they're regulating is the bounce of the ball. Golf balls over the past couple of years have gotten to the point where they bounce a ridiculous amount when they are struck and then when they strike the ground. And it's gotten to the point where golfers are basically out driving areas of the golf course that are designed. Architects put them down that way so that golfers had to be challenged a little bit, right? You throw the traps and you throw the water out there at 285 because most golfers are hitting their drives around 285. So they've got to figure out, all right, are we going to try to hit 295 and fly the water? Are we going to hit 265, take a little bit of length off, end up short and safe for the hazard, but then potentially have to add another stroke to get up on the green? How are we going to do this? But over the last couple of years, we see more and more guys who are just getting to the point where they can drive the hazards. They're clearing the hazards at this point. Bryson DeChambeau is one of those guys. And so the Royal and Ancient and the USGA have both said that they have gotten to the point where they are going to start testing and regulating the technology that these golfers are able to use on the golf course to try to get back to where, well, frankly, golf was more challenging, right? That's their goal. I am very much in favor of that. Not because I don't want to see guys crush the golf ball. I do. But I want to see the risk of crushing the golf ball come at a price, right? If Bryson wants to go 295 off the tee to try to get it up over that lake that sits up nestled into the dog leg right, that's at 265, 270, great. But I want him to actually have to lean into that golf ball and take the risk that the extra muscle sends it left or right into a hazard, etc. Here's where I come in. So technology makes games better. I don't disagree with that at all. But what I want to see happen is if golfers are going to go long and golfers are going to start whipping the rock way out that deep, I want them to do it. I don't want the club to do it. I don't want the club head to do it. I don't want the spring of the shaft. I want them to do it. Now, that's not to say I think we should go back to, you know, wooden clubs with iron shafts and that's the only thing you're allowed to play. I'm fine with upping the technology, but it's getting to the point that it's just flat out overkill. It's just getting to the point where it's overkill. And if Bryson DeChambeau himself says, hey man, I'm cool if you want to regulate this because it's getting easy, then I'm good with that. The game of golf is suffering because technology is outpacing regulations. It took years to get to where we were getting graphite shafts and then getting graphite iron hybrid shafts and getting hybrid clubs that were made out. It took years and years, and you were able to regulate as you go. But the new technology is coming out faster than golf can regulate it, and it's making the game worse, in my opinion, Lonzo.
This seems like a way to try to hold back golfers. So technology has made it where the everyday golfer might actually feel like they could compete with the PGA guys. Well, now they're not going to be able to feel that way. So maybe they stop playing so much. Unless it's okay, you can. I know it's not regulated on a local level, so these guys can go out and they can play with those, but the pros can't. It just doesn't make sense to me. The Royal and Ancient is ancient. They would probably like to do what you just. They probably would like you to whittle your own clubs before you go out there. The technology is our friend, for the most part, except for AI. Stay away from that. It's going to kill us all. But technology is our friend, and it's making the sport better. If you are not a golf fan and you tune in and you see that guy hitting that ball really long and suddenly you take it away from them, then they're hitting shorter, and it makes the game longer, right? Doesn't it? Because you're hitting more shots. I don't get it. Why did they suddenly decide now? I guess it's been an ongoing thing that they knew if they get to a certain degree, if this goes a little bit further, we're going to have to put a stop to it. All right, that's an extra 10 yards. That's it. That's it. We are putting a stop to it. So did they have a yard limit for how far these guys are able to hit? Once they start hitting this far, we're going to have to regulate? I mean, or did they suddenly come to the realization that they need to regulate now? Where did this come from? How many years did it take before they decided they need to put a stop to it?
First off, I'd like to thank you, Ghost of Azik Isimov, for the reminder of the threat of artificial intelligence there in the middle. Well done.
PSA.
Second off, I don't think that this is in the world of golf anyway. This is not a new discussion. This has been a discussion that's been going on for a couple of years now. And the more we see guys like Bryson DeChambeau, who are just going longer and longer and longer and longer and longer off the tee, the point of golf is to have to play a variety of shots under difficult circumstances. And when you get guys who are just banging past the hazards, it makes it more difficult, right? It makes it more difficult to get a challenge in front of them, which kind of takes away. First off, I promise you, any hack golfer is not going to go out, shoot an 89 on the Muni, and then watch the golfers struggle for 78 and think, maybe I got a chance. We don't. If you're listening to this show right now, you don't have a chance at the tour, all right? Unless you're like a high schooler that's out there smoking state tournaments, in which case the Rob Brown Show got you back. I'm pulling for you. But if you're up here in your 30s with me, your time's done, bro.
I got to put a stop to this because you are quelling dreams right now. And how dare you do that? Because there's some guy out there who may be in his 30s. His goal is to make the senior tour. He's got a few years to hone his game before then, and you're killing that dream right now.
I didn't say the senior tour. I said you ain't making Augusta, son. You we're not going to see you on TV at Pebble Creek anytime soon, is all I'm saying.
And I personally know someone who's working on getting their PGA card. And I don't want you to kill his dream like you're trying to kill everybody else's dream.
How old is that individual?
Strive to get there. He's like 25.
There you go. All right. Anyway, regulate the tech. All right. I'm not saying don't allow them to integrate new tech, but basically what they're saying is
dreams.
What I'm saying is regulate this technology as it becomes available. And I'll tell you, adding tech, like some of this is not high tech stuff, right? Basic physics. Making the club longer means that the end of the club goes faster. Right? That's basic physics. That's elementary level physics. So, Zoe, I'll ask you, if a guy comes out there and wants to use a 56-inch long driver, so he's got the ball on teed up on the far side and he's on the backside and he's using a 4-foot long driver, is that cool with you?
If he's 5'2", absolutely, because, man, that would be fun to watch.
It would be funny. You're not wrong there. Regulate as you go, right? We have certain mandates, right? If look at it this way, what would happen tomorrow? Let's go to hockey for a second. What would happen tomorrow, Zoe, if the goaltender for the Carolina Hurricanes decided that he was more comfortable with leg pads that were 3 feet across on both sides? Right? We'd say no. You're building yourself an advantage. Via technology, I'm using that word very loosely, but technology, in order to give yourself a big-time playing advantage. So we say, no, your leg pads can only be X inches across. Now, if you would like to bulk yourself up to expand in the goal a little bit, if you would like to go out there and train a certain way to get bigger and faster and better to be a better goalie on your natural merits, we're good with that. That's what you're telling the golfers. If Bryson DeChambeau wants to drink nothing but protein and creatine shakes all day, every day, in order to get an extra 15 yards off his drive, great. That's your body. That's natural. That's on you. We're just saying regulate the tech so that it's the golfer hitting the ball over the hazard, not the golf club and the golf ball getting themselves over.
See, I'm just envisioning a bunch of old, well-to-do men sitting around the club trying to decide these young whippersnappers. These young whippersnappers think they can outplay us. So what they're doing is we'll show them we have the power. We're going to regulate the game and make sure that they cannot continue to get bigger, faster, stronger by making the technology obsolete.
I got the power. Bum, 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 bum. Look, the regulations, here's the fun part. The regulations are only in play for elite level golfers, right? So if there's an upstate golf card tournament that we're all going to play in, and Zoe wants to crack out the 48-inch Nike slingshots, that's on him. That's his call.
Yeah,
he can still use
that. That's spreading false dreams because you're getting an advantage because of the technology that you won't be able to take into the PGA Tour, which you think you could qualify for, but you actually cannot.
If you can't, then you don't have the talent.
That's not necessarily true. If you are comfortable with if this is what you've been using and it's your instrument that it's your clubs. These are the ones that do best for you. There's comfort in them, and then when you go somewhere else, you have to take them away. I just don't like it. I don't.
Lonzo, if I was to go get my Captain America shield off the wall and then decide that I wanted to go play goalkeeper for the Greenville Swamp Rabbits with my Captain America shield to block up the goal, and I show up for tryouts and they go, you can't use that, natural skills and regulated equipment only, do you think they would hear me sympathetically when I go, but wait, guys, I'm really comfortable with my Captain America shield.
See, I see what you did there. What you're trying to do is you're trying to throw a nerddom in there, and it doesn't really apply. Because
my sympathy points didn't come out.
No, it didn't, because you're still using equipment, the equipment that's used for the golf course. It's just that the stuff with the amateurs is more advanced than the stuff with the pros. I get the point they're trying to make, but I think it's ridiculous.
What if a la Wile E. Coyote, I strap an Acme rocket to the back of my driver that I light just before I swing? And then I say I'm really comfortable with that Acme rocket attached to the driver.
The rocket would have to be curved in nature to go along with the swing, I believe, physics-wise, for it to actually help you.
No, you would have. So if you kept,
if not, the propulsion is going to mess with the swing unless it's curved at the arc that you were going to swing it.
No. If the rocket's straight, you'd have to make sure it's very secure to the club head. And then you have a great grip because what you're doing is it's what gravity does to a rocket, right? We point our rockets up, and then as they go, Earth's gravity pulls it and sends the rocket into orbit, and then it holds it there. You would be pulling on the club because you'd be pulling the rocket back in. You could manipulate the rocket into that curved trajectory, but it would be pushing forward, but you would be exerting a secondary force, in this case, centripetal force, to pull that rocket into the trajectory that you want, theoretically speaking.
You know what you won't get? You won't get this.
At this point, a girlfriend.
Well, no, you won't get this fascinating discussion of physics
on that show for men.
Exactly.
Quick break. We're back after this on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. We're going to look back through all the... Oh, there's more. Stop talking over the lead, you dummy. God, Rob, what's wrong with you? Y'all, I'm so excited that we're going to get this streaming service up for you guys the next few days. I really am. The cord I need to make it final hopefully shows up tomorrow. Really excited about it. But watching Lonzo actively mock me when I make mistakes face-to-face it's going to throw me off. All right. Some of the responses that we got today, Rob, after that new segment, the new show name will be Revenge of the Nerd Boys. See what he did there, Zoe? He took this show for the boys, but then he made me a nerd in it, too.
Yeah, I like it.
Listen, for those of you who don't know, I'm super fascinated by space travel and space exploration. I always have been. So if you come at me with takes about the way that rockets work, I can go in deep with you. All right. The thrust created by a rocket's a linear force, so a curved rocket wouldn't matter. You could have the shape. The rocket be any shape that you want. The reason rockets are all pointed straight, obviously, is to lessen aerodynamic forces upon said rocket. But wherever the combustion takes place and the force of that combustion is directed, that's a linear force. The rocket can only travel in another direction unless those aerodynamic forces that work on the rocket are stronger than the force of combustion. But at that point, you've kind of mitigated the point of strapping a rocket to it anyway.
This is something that can be tested. I'm just saying.
Zoe, are you saying you'd like to meet up one day and strap a rocket to my driver and see what happens? I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm happy.
I'm not touching your driver.
ESPN, if you're training to try to go to the PGA, you would use whatever equipment they say is legal, so that way you're already used to it. Yeah, I agree with that. At ESPN, this is my favorite one we've gotten today, Lonzo. Is the irony lost on anyone else that the whippersnapper wants regulation on tech, but the old fogey doesn't want restrictions on it? He called you a fogey, Lonzo.
It is ironic, don't you think?
It's like, Ray. By the way, nothing she sings about in that song is ironic. The only thing that is ironic about the song Ironic is that a song called Ironic has no irony in it at all. They're all unfortunate. I would dare say that we should rewrite the song. There's your next parody song, Zoe. The song should have been called Isn't It Coincidental? Don't you think?
Well, I just want to point out, Rob, that I believe Alanis Morissette is from Canada and things are different there.
I'm pretty sure the definition of irony remains the same. But I've never been to Canada. I don't know. Also, Alanis Morissette was like, ooh, celebrity crush big time for your boy back in the day. Big time. At ESPN, note, read with childish anger, Tom would eat turf if that's what it took to win. You don't even know. He's the best in Montana. Isn't even close. That's from Brad. Brad, I put as much sarcasm into that text as I could admit, buddy.
He almost sounded like a little kid. You don't even know.
You don't even know.
I'm surprised you didn't say, your mom.
Tom Brady didn't. Never mind. I'll leave that one right there. At ESPN, The Rob Brown Show, rename it The Brownzo Show with your boys. Did not know it was signing day. And to better sports, get rid of bad refs. That was a lot in one text to which I will respond. The Rob Brownzo Show sounds too much like a show with a clown that made you play carnival games from back when I was growing up.
Come on, kid. You got more. Put some more of your shoulder into that, kid.
I was thinking Bozo. You went crusty.
Yeah, I went somewhere. Yeah, I did.
Very different clowns. Over on the Twitter device today, at the Rob Brown Show on Twitter, at the Rob Brown Show, our buddy Red tweeted in at Red_Watson. Red said, there's no foreseeable limit on technology in golf, and it has changed the pure intent of the game for everyone watching. I hope these rules stick. We can't keep stretching or building more courses to keep up with technology. Still heart you, Lonzo. Lonzo, you can't see him. I can, but Lonzo did the heart hand. He did the Taylor Swift heart hands thing for you there, Red. So know that he hearts you too.
Yeah, I feel weird doing
but
that.
But I think Red encapsulated my argument better than I did there when he sent that tweet by saying, quote, it has changed the pure intent of the game. And he's correct. The intent of the game has gone away with the continued push for more technology. And I agree with that.
Basketball used to use peach baskets. Maybe we should go back to that.
No, but the spirit of the game remains the same.
Okay. Sure.
It does.
Sure.
The spirit of the game remains the same. If somebody came out there tomorrow.
We have a lot of peaches here, a lot of peach baskets, so go ahead.
If somebody, I do like good peaches. If somebody goes out there tomorrow and finds a way to make their basketball shoes 75% more bouncy to add 6 or 8 inches of height to their jump, that should be regulated too.
Yeah, it's out there. It's called flubber.
Robin Williams, the GOAT. All right, quick break. We'll come back. We get a full-length edition of Twitter Trending Topics when we return. We talk about what you're talking about. Lonzo tells me what's trending on Twitter. I give you 30 to 45 seconds worth of thoughts about it. That's how we end the show on ESPN Upstate.
It is time for Twitter Trending Topics. Yes, I'm doing it again. I don't care. And this is when I will tell Rob Brown what is trending, and he will tell all of us, enlighten us, just as he did with his astrophysics talk earlier about what he knows. Because I didn't know he was into astrophysics, and now we know. And
that's, I'm a dork.
That's pretty cool.
Like, being a nerd is cool. Being a dork is not. And I am both.
Okay, you need to look up definitions and you know, cross those and see if there's a difference. The first thing that is trending today is Andrew Luck.
Andrew Luck in the news, and I haven't seen a lot of it. I know that there was talking about there has been a lot of people talking about the potential return of Andrew Luck making his way back to the field, but I don't think it's happening. I don't think it's. I like Andrew Luck. I wish his career would have been, honestly, somewhere other than Indianapolis during the years that he was there. I know there's a bunch of text supposedly from Andrew Luck talking about making his way back to the league, but I don't believe him.
And that's all it is. That's the reason why it's trending. It's just a bunch of rumors, and I think it's brought about by a bunch of Colts fans just hoping and wishing and praying that Andrew would go, you know what? Team's not bad right now. I might be able to go back and not get killed every single play. Maybe I got some football left in me. But he seems like a guy, when he makes a decision that he's done, that he's done.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
All right, the next thing trending, and this scared me half to death, I must say, is Ryan Day.
Ryan Day trending, and I'm assuming it's got something to do with National Recruiting Day. Obviously, National Signing Day. Ohio State, second best class in the country, according to ESPN. But Ohio State was done. They signed nobody today. Their whole class was already rounded out. And I'll tell you, Zoe, I don't know if, that gives me a little bit more confidence in a coach. If he's happy with the class, as Ryan Day seems to be, and if that class is finished up before signing day, shows me that the priorities were already there.
Doesn't it scare you, though, when you see someone's trending, and then you get that Denzel Washington meme up there? But, I mean, you see someone's like, oh, no, tell me he's okay. Tell me he didn't do something stupid to get himself trending. I believe what it was is they signed an international player or something like that, and that's the reason why it was trending.
I know they also signed, and here, if you didn't feel old enough yet, you remember how we were already older when we were watching Marvin Harrison kill it for the Indianapolis Colts with Peyton Manning back in the day?
Some of us were older than others.
True story. You know who signed with the Ohio State Buckeyes for this recruiting class?
I'm guessing Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That is correct. Marvin Harrison's son, Marvin Harrison Jr., is now an Ohio State Buckeye. And, Zoe, I don't know if you watch the camera close enough, you actually may see some of my hair turn gray, like in real time.
It's not as gray as my beard yet, though, so you're good on that. I may wash some of that gray right out of there. And you know what? They're going to be able to see that gray here pretty soon. I probably will trim that out. All right, the next thing trending, and it's controversial, and I don't know how much time we have to get into this, but RIP Chris Pratt.
So Chris Pratt, who is an absolute beloved actor, came out of Parks obviously in a big way. Then he became Star-Lord in the Marvel comics. I don't know why he's trending, but I do know that Chris Pratt has some let's just say political and religious views that are not be loved by a lot of the same fans that really like his acting and his character and all that. And he's gotten under fire for them, but he's also done some really, really impressive charitable and inspirational stuff. I'm really hoping, Zoe, as Thor Love and Thunder has gotten underway, production of it has gotten underway in Australia, and the Guardians are heavily involved in that movie. I'm really hoping that it has something to do with the Marvel Universe that's not the death of Star-Lord, because I really like Chris Pratt, and I don't want him to do dumb things.
It's funny because Kurt Russell's on the screen right now while we're talking about Guardians.
Ego.
Yeah, so the reason why he's trending is there are pictures out there, new pictures from the set, and there are people who are still wanting to cancel Chris Pratt because he doesn't agree with their political views, and you know, anytime his picture is shown, they try to cancel him. The problem is, all his co-stars and directors and all those guys, they really love Chris Pratt.
Yeah, from what I understand, everybody who works with the guy loves him. I mean, that you know, you may not agree with him politically, and you may not agree. And here's the thing. He is married to Arnold Schwarzenegger's daughter, I believe. And look, if he's good enough for Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's good enough for me. Okay? All right?
There you
leave
go.
Leave Star-Lord alone. Leave Peter alone. All right?
Hey, you know what time it is? It's time for that show for men.
Yes, coming up next, the show for men. Offsides with Diesel and Mark Ryan's next. Stick around for that. Y'all have a great rest of your Wednesday. Tomorrow on the show, prop bet guide, my favorite time of the Super Bowl year. Stick around. We'll see you then. This is the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later.